speculative thoughts on our creative universe. Speculative thoughts on our creative universe. Happiness is a speculative thought. How do we experience happiness? How do we get happiness? How do we know happiness? How does happiness come into our life and to our affairs? How do we experience happiness every moment of our life? How can we know and experience happiness every moment of our lives? Well, the simple thing is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever we think about in our heart, that is what we are. Now, if you're going to think about happiness, if you're going to think about something that makes you feel happy and makes you feel fulfilled and makes you feel fantastic, then that's the type of thing you're going to experience in your life. It's just that simple. Over the years, people have come to me and asked me for happiness. They've wanted happiness in their life. And I said to them, you already are happy. You already are happy. You already are fantastic. You already are glorious. You already are wonderful. And they say, but I don't feel so wonderful. I don't feel so happy. Why is that? I don't feel so happy. And I say, well, you don't feel so happy because you allow yourself to look at things in the world that are unhappy. You have to be so dedicated in yourself, so directional in your thinking, that you only think about happy things. You only know about happy things. You only live with happy things. You only dream about happy things. You only know happy things in your life. That's all you know. There's nothing else that you know. But I see unhappy things around me. Is that yours? Well, someone did something unhappy to me. Did you accept it? Did you claim it? Did you say, oh, yeah, I guess I deserve that? Somebody gives you a kick in the pants and you say, I deserve that. We do not deserve anything but happiness in our life. That is our true nature, happiness. That is our true beingness, happiness. Now, if we allow ourselves to think that we deserve anything other than happiness, then we open the doorway for it. We open our doorway to experience things other than happiness. Now, how do you be happy all the time? How do you live a happy life under all circumstances? We say again and again, whatsoever things are good and beautiful report, think on these things. So, if we see an experience that's not apparently happy, and we want to name it happy, we get busy naming it happy. We see someone hitting someone else. And the first thing we say is, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. They are happy with each other. They are happy with each other. All is in divine order. All is peace. All is love. All is divine order. All is happy. And as you say that, you're not ignoring whatever is going on. You are creating what you want to go on. You're creating what you want to experience. You're creating what you want to see, what you want to have in your experiences in life, in your awareness of life. You can be aware of everything, and you can be aware of nothing. If you were aware of every single thing that goes on the face of the earth, you'd be quite a busy person. You'd be so busy, you wouldn't have time to think for yourself. You would just only be aware of awareness. And as you are aware of awareness, awareness is what takes over. It's what happens in the outer that you are letting take care of your inner. What happens in the outer, you are giving it attention and you are saying, that is my reality. And you know better than that. Your reality is your ideal perfection, your absolute beingness. Your reality is who you are, not what you appear to be or what others appear to be or what happens to, what apparently happens to be going on in the world. That does not have to affect us in the slightest, not at all. And if we are truly happy people, we create around us happiness. Our world is a world that reflects back to us exactly who and what we are. Our world always reflects back to us what we are. We live in a world of cause and effect, and our world reflects back to us. So now, if we think happiness in our heart, if we live happiness in our life under all circumstances, then our world is going to look at us and see us living happiness, living joy, and then they will live joy because we are living joy, because we are their reflection and they are our reflection. So if we are living joy, they will be thinking joy. They'll be living joy. They'll be seeing joy under all circumstances. They'll be seeing happiness, which is what you are. And that's a very demanding thing, to always be on top of yourself. Yes, it's very demanding to always be on top of yourself. Because we can allow the world and the illusions that are around us, even the illusions in our own life, to be our reality if we wish. And the way to have that happen is to give them your attention, to give it your feelings, to give it your attitude, to give it your expectation. But if you are happy in yourself and you choose to be happy and you are the master of your world, the master of your thought, the master of your attitudes, then you are going to emanate that outwardly. And all the world will see in you a happy person. All the world will see in you joy and peace and harmony, the goodness that you are. And all the world will see that, and they'll say, oh, that's a happy person. And that's all they'll think about you. And they will be happy, because they cannot demonstrate anything in their life other than who and what we are. And if we are happy people, our world has to demonstrate to us happiness under all circumstances. It doesn't have to do it. It does it because that's all that's there. That's all that's in our consciousness. And our consciousness is the creator of our world. Our consciousness is the creator of our being. Our consciousness is the creator of who we are. Our consciousness is all that we are. Now, what do you want in your life? Is it worth going after? Is it worth demonstrating? Is it worth thinking about? Do you want happiness in your life? Then think about happiness. Think about love. Think about peace. Think about joy. Think about all that's good. If that's what you want in life, think about these things. Know only these things, because that's all that is. That's all that is. And that's all that you are, it's all that I am, and it's all that we ever can be. Know that happiness, and let that happiness be yours now. And as you let that happiness be yours now, it is yours now. As you let that happiness be yours now, it is everywhere about you. It is in you, through you, around you. It is what other people think. It is what you think. It is what the world knows. That's all it is happiness. Now, are you happiness? Are you living happiness? Are you expressing happiness in all times, all experiences, in every way? To every person you look at, and do you see them happy? Because they're your reflection. Everything that you look at in life, do you see it happy? It's your reflection. And if you are a happy person inside yourself, in everything you do, in every way that you think and feel, if you're happy, then that's what you are. Now, are you happy? Do you care? Do you want to do that? Do you want to be that? Do you want to be happy now and always? If you want to be happy now and always, then that's who you are. That's who the world is, and that's all that matters. Today, make your world the reflection of what you are by your choice. If you were sad once, you change it to happiness, and happiness is all you are. So say, I am happy, and my world is happy, and happiness is all that I know. Say that, claim it, know it, experience it, be it, because that's who you are, and that's who I am. Have a happy day, my beloveds. I love you. I love you. I love you.